it that people desire? What is it that people desire in this world? You know, do they desire all these other things, or do they desire Jesus? You know, I think we're here because we desire Jesus.
Uh-huh.
Amen. But, you know, you get Jesus, you get a whole bunch of other stuff. Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. Well, I'm going to get y'all to help me teach the class this morning. Because I'm lazy. No. But let me say this first. And this occurred to me, I wanted to ask you this question. You know about the evolution stuff that's going on and everything, all that, and we were being homeschoolers and having to homeschool our children, come face to face with that whole thing. And a few years ago, God gave me the simple answer to all that. You know, I didn't believe in evolution. Back in college when I had a philosophy professor that just destroyed it, really. Just destroyed the theory in my mind. You would think I would get it from a science professor, but no,
it's pretty easy.
It was a philosophy professor. And then, I, of course, I've been doing science all my life. And the Lord showed me that there really is no scientific basis for evolution. Think about that. It has nothing to do with the Bible, okay? Uh-huh. It's just a simple little process of, you know, I can take anyone on it. You know, it doesn't matter who it is.
Uh-huh.
I can take anyone through this little simple little process, and I will show them and convince them that there is absolutely no scientific basis for evolution. Of course, they go around there saying, we're science and you're not, you know, right? The evolutionists say, we're science and you're not.
Uh-huh.
Well, I can show, no, you're not science either. You're not science at all. Okay? And it's just a really simple sort of thing. Have I shown this to you before? I can't remember. Have I shown you how you can show anyone, okay, through a simple process, just a very basic science principle. Very basic. We're talking about super basic, okay? But anyway, maybe I'll do that sometime, Barry. I just wanted to make sure. But if you don't know what you would say to someone who believes in evolution, challenges it, this would be a way to do it, you know, and it just kind of closes the book, sort of thing. But anyway, yeah, we'll do that sometime. But first off, let me shuffle the cards. You don't know what you're getting. I don't know how many of these I've got, so you just have to, you know. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Maybe I got just the right number. I don't know.
Can you choose one?
Well, you look at them, right?
You can look at them. Oh, yeah, yeah. You choose one. That's
what I need right there.
There you go.
That's what I have. Right.
Whatever. Okay. The one I wanted to talk to you today is, you know, although Candace sang the song, and we understand the value, and we know that all we need really is Jesus, okay? The world doesn't necessarily know that.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
They go after all other kinds of things. They're wanting other stuff, okay?
Yes.
And Jesus recognized that. And so he said, okay, let's deal with this. Let's deal with all the things that the world wants, okay? Mm-hmm. So turn your little thing over if you haven't already. And if you would, just read what you've, think in terms of some worldly person, okay, that you might know that wants what you've got there, okay, and just say, you know, I want Bob, you know, I want blank. just read it to me.
With what now? What was the instruction?
Yeah, just take what you got on your little slip of paper, okay,
uh-huh.
And just... You know, when we get to you, just say, I want, you know, like a worldly person would be, you know, like, I want fame, you know. I want to be famous, you know, whatever's on your card. And let's just see what people want. Because mm-hmm. Jesus addressed all these things, okay,
mm-hmm.
in one simple short sermon, okay. So if you would, maybe once you start, we'll just go around.
I want eternal wealth.
Eternal wealth. Boy, that'd be great.
Hey, that's good.
Mm-hmm. I think a lot of folks want that, okay.
I want control.
God is in control. She was in control.
All right, what do you think?
I want fulfillment of the desires of, of my needs.
Okay, good. He wants to be all he can be.
I want power and authority.
Well, that's a good one. That's a good one, yeah. When, you, when you've got eternal wealth like Donald Trump, you, then you're going for power and authority, right? I'm not being political at all. Okay, go ahead.
I want to be recognized and admired.
Oh!
Yeah, that's right. There you go.
Nice way to read it. We know some people like that, right? Yeah. Hey, I want to be admired. I want everyone to love me. I want everyone to like me, right? Bow down to them. Go ahead.
I want comfort.
Oh, yeah. Hey, give me my Barca lounger, you know? Give me lazy boy. Give me my big screen TV and let me just sit here with my bowl of chips and a drink and be comfortable, right?
All right.
Turn the air conditioner up a little bit, you know? No, I'm kidding.
Ice tea.
I want knowledge.
Knowledge.
Right. Knowledge, yeah.
Knowledge. Do we have people seeking knowledge in the world today?
Big time. Mm-hmm.
Big time, right?
Big time. Mm-hmm.
Big time. People are seeking knowledge.
They're reading much now, devils.
Let's Google that. That's something. Right? I mean,
all day long. All day long.
People are Googling it. People are looking it up.
I want mercy. I need somebody to help me.
Mercy. Mercy. Yeah. Think about all your friends. They're in trouble, have troubles, right? Mm-hmm. And, you know, I mean, Muffin and I went to a traffic court hearing in Adamsville. And, man, we sat there as people go up one after another, and they just can't seem to break free of whatever it is they were involved in.
Yep.
Their drugs or whatever it was.
Packed house, too. Right?
And they come to the judge, you know, and they want mercy. They don't want the full, you know, extent of the law, you know. And the judge was wonderful. I mean, he was very merciful. You know, he was trying to help them. Listen, I want to help you out, but you got to do what I tell you to do. And what he tells them to do is simple. It's so simple. But they can't seem to do it. Mm.
Mercy hand is up again. I don't know
what Can I say something about that?
Yeah, please do.
Pertaining to Adamsville,
yeah.
I know this is kind of off, but you know, they fly a judge in from Alaska.
Yes, sir.
What?
That's
do what?
That's exactly right.
To do local court.
Yep.
For real?
All the way from Alaska.
You know, think about that. They could get somebody closer than Alaska.
Come on now.
What's that wealth thing you were talking about? Mm-hmm. Yeah, they got
him there. I don't know if it's every week, but I don't know if they rotate.
But you know, if they do it once a year, that's too much.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
We have a lot of judges here in Alabama.
Come on.
In the United States.
That's crazy.
In Alabama. I mean, you know, that are near.
I wonder which one we got.
You're paying for travel. You're paying his salary.
Yep.
Well, this guy was obviously, he knew these people. He's not just one-time thing. He probably had been
in there. Yeah, my daughter had to go in front of him.
They probably had been in there several times. He probably was well acquainted mm-hmm. with seeing their face.
Yeah. Wow. I didn't know that. That was interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, anyway.
I didn't know that thing.
That's pretty cool. Okay, so let's look at some of these things. And let's see what Jesus said about them. And what I've done is I've taken some verses from the Bible and I've kind of backed up from them and I kind of condensed them down to get those one word or two word things that you got. Okay? But this is what he was addressing everybody's desire for all these things. And he says, this is how you get all of these things. Mm. This is how you get all these things. Now, what I'm talking about is the Beatitudes.
Oh, man.
Hey, now listen. The Beatitudes for a long time, part, a large part of my life, were a mystery to me.
Mm-hmm.
They were a mystery to me. You know, I thought, I don't even know what he's talking about, you know. And so, but over the past few years, I've kind of gotten into them and started studying them. And I think I've got a little bit of knowledge about them now, a little bit of insight. Not totally, because they're deep. They're really deep.
Yeah.
And what I had to do was take each one, each little short verse that fills up about one line, and I studied it and wound up with a whole page or more.
Wow.
And then I took that whole page and condensed it back down to something that was very similar to what he had, okay, but in a little bit more modern English, modern terms. So, and then I, you know, anyway. So the Beatitudes are pretty simple. It starts off with what you need to do. And the second part is to get this. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
What you need to do to get this.
Mm-hmm.
And this, okay, is what y'all read. What do I need to do to get eternal wealth?
Mm-hmm.
What do I need to get control? Mm-hmm. What do I need to get power, authority? All these things y'all read.
Mm-hmm.
What do I need to get this? Because you don't see power, control, and all this stuff over here when you read the Beatitudes, do you?
Mm-hmm.
You don't see it. And yet, you know, it took me quite a while of meditating and studying this to be able to condense it down into those words y'all have.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So, and then right up the little table here to kind of help me get this. So I want to go over a few of these so you can kind of see this and you can begin to help others. When you run into someone, maybe somebody you know,
mm-hmm.
who has a desire, you can tell, boy, this person really wants control. This person really wants power. This person really wants comfort or mercy or whatever. Well, you know, hey, what did Jesus say about that? You can take them in there and show them, you know. So let's start off. He starts off with, in Matthew, he says, blessed are the poor in spirit. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And what I've done is I've taken it and tried to put it, you know, in a little bit different terms. That says here, happy are those who know nothing, for authority from heaven is theirs. I think somebody had authority somewhere, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
happy are the, what is the, how do you get poor in spirit from knowing nothing? How does that work? Poor in spirit, knowing nothing. Well, poor in spirit, it turns out, is a phrase that was used back in those days, and it was people who, and if you go through, you explain, I won't go through the whole thing, but the poor, Jesus says, listen, this is one thing that you can recognize that the Messiah has come, the poor are having the good news preached to them. The poor are having the good news preached to them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? If you wanted to hear Bible teaching or law preaching, the Mosaic law, back in the days of Jesus, you had to pay money. You had to pay your money. Okay? The Pharisees, the scribes, the teachers of the law and all that, they got the money. Okay? So if you wanted to know this stuff, this is why the disciples had such a hard time when Jesus said, part for a rich man, make it into the kingdom of heaven. He said, well, look, nobody else got the money. Who can be saved? Because nobody else has got enough money to hear the law and hear the word, you know? So, I mean, nobody can be saved if the rich people can't get saved, because they're the only ones got the money to get the knowledge.
Not only that, but the Pharisees and Sadducees, they could only teach. It was against the law for them to interpret the law. They had to teach what they were taught only.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jesus was the only one, well, he wasn't the only one, but he could interpret the law.
Right. So here he comes. Here comes Jesus, and he's teaching for free. He's not charging.
Nothing.
You know, he's not saying you got to give me 3 cows or 2 birds or whatever. You know, he's not doing that stuff. You know, he's just for free.
Hmm.
All right. Another thing about the poor in spirit is, if you're poor in spirit in that day,
then you did learn the teachings of the Pharisees and Sadducees. You didn't learn the leaven of the Pharisees and Sadducees. You didn't have some sacred cows that needed to be killed.
No traditions.
Because you had been taught the wrong thing, and you had believed it, and now you've got to unlearn a bunch of stuff before you can learn. y'all know where I am. Y'all, come on now, I hear you. Y'all know where I am. You see, so if you're poor in spirit, okay, that means you have not bought into all the traditions of men that were being taught by the Pharisees and the Sadducees and blah, 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 you know. And instead, you know, hey, I'm a blank slate. Okay, I don't have to unlearn stuff. I just need to learn stuff. So I've only got a one-step process, whereas most of us today have to go through a two-step process. We have to turn our back on what we think we know, mm-hmm. all right? And then we can learn what we need to know.
Yeah.
Amen? Everybody's had to unlearn some things they were taught in the past. I mean, come on. I certainly have, okay? Mm-hmm. Raised in the Baptist church, I had to unlearn some things. Mm-hmm. Okay? And so, so this is what being poor in spirit means. Okay? Well, if you're poor in spirit, what does he say? The kingdom of heaven is theirs. Mm-hmm. The kingdom of heaven is theirs. What a powerful statement. This is what he preaches on. The kingdom of heaven, right? Mm-hmm. What do you get when you get the dominion of God? Mm-hmm. To put it in another term, kingdom of heaven, dominion of God. Heaven refers to God. Kingdom, dominion. Kingdom, the king's domain, all right? Okay, so what do you get? What do you get? Who's got it? Power, control.
Power and authority.
Power and authority, right? Mm-hmm. Power and authority. That's what the kingdom, that's what dominion is. Mm-hmm. I've got the authority, right, to wield power. Okay, y'all see the difference in those two? Everybody got the difference in power and authority? Mm-hmm. The big old crane sitting up, huge earth mover, you know, lifts up things and moves dirt and all that kind of stuff. It's very, very powerful, right? But there's one guy on the ground that has the authority to get up, get in the cow, and push those little buttons, and move those little levers to make that power, to actuate that power, right? Mm-hmm. You see? So, that's what authority is. The difference between authority and power. You see? That's why the weakest Christian in the world, you see, is still very powerful. He's got authority.
Mm-hmm. And power.
To do what? Put power into motion. Mm-hmm. You see? He can speak, and his ministers rush to do it.
Yeah. That's the difference in us and the devil. The devil may have some power, but we have authority and power. He didn't have authority to do what he did.
That's good. That's I'm glad you brought that up.
What now?
The devil may have power, but he don't have authority. We got power and authority to do what we have been told to do.
That's good.
Mm. He's a hijacker. He's the hijacker.
Yeah, he's the hijacker. Yeah.
He doesn't have the authority.
Uh-uh. Well, I tell you, the risk of getting off on a rabbit trail here, but you know, that is so true, because if you think about it, we have the authority to boss him around.
Right.
To boss him around. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. We have that authority. He has to do what we tell him to do. Mm-hmm. He has to do what we tell him to do. Mm-hmm. He doesn't have a choice. When we run into an evil spirit that's inhabiting somebody, and we speak to them, they have to do what we tell them to do. Mm-hmm. So what they do is they try to distract us, mm-hmm. or put doubt in our minds, any way they can.
Mm-hmm.
Any way they can, they will do it, okay? So you have to be careful not to get into an argument with them, or even talk with them, really.
You know, Jesus, he taught very little. Mm-hmm. It says he cast out demons with a word. With a word, just boom. And it seemed like he most of the time always told them the same thing. I say most of the time. And most of the time he sent them to, he says, you know, he sends them to dry, lonely places. Mm-hmm. You know, he says, when you cast a demon out of somewhere, he goes to a dry, lonely place. Mm-hmm. Well, why does he do that instead of doing something else? You know, and there's a lot more to that. I could go into maybe I will go into a little bit, but he sends them there because that's the worst for them. They don't like being alone. Mm-hmm. You see, that's the worst for them. You know, he can tell a demon to go move a mountain for him, but you know, the worst thing for that demon is to be alone. You see, mm-hmm. Get away. The demon wants to do what? He wants to inhabit somebody.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. Remember the demons, the legion of demons, the red, the Gadarene demoniac, you know? Mm-hmm. Where do they want to go?
In the herd of swine.
They'd rather be in a herd of swine than go where it's lonely, you see.
Yeah.
It didn't work out well for them, but you know, you see. So you know, when you're dealing with, well, just, hey, go to lonely places. I'm through with you. I don't even want to talk to you anymore. You want to talk? Go. You're not talking. And they just got to go. If you believe it, they'll go. So yeah. Anyway, that's authority. Mm-hmm. You don't have the power to grab hold of that demon and beat him up. You don't have that power. He's strong. But you don't need that power. You got authority. And when you say it, he's got to go. So, mm-hmm. He's just gotta go. He has no choice because you've got that authority. You got dominion. Comfort. Oh, that's a good one. Happy are those who are sad, but they will be comforted. Blessed are those who mourn, but they shall be comforted. Right? Mm-hmm. Now, what is comfort? What is mourning? All this sort of thing. And I thought about that a lot. I thought, well, when you first think about mourning, you think about someone died, you know, mm-hmm. and you mourn over the loss of that loved one who's no longer with you. But I got to thinking more and more about it, and I thought, you know, how about this? Happy are those who are sad and grieve mm-hmm. over the evil in the world, mm-hmm. for they will be comforted. Mm-hmm. And I decided that's really what we mourn over, right? Mm-hmm. Death is an evil in this world. Right? Mm-hmm. Why should death take away our loved ones from us? Mm. It's an evil.
Yeah.
That wasn't in the world before Adam's sin. It came with sin, you see. And all the evils. Why should someone's daughter get raped? Why should someone's son get killed, or be beat up, or be bullied? Mm-hmm. All these evils in the world, we mourn over those, right? Mm-hmm. We say, I hate this. How are you going to be comforted? Mm-hmm. Well, God can comfort you.
Yeah.
Okay. But that's something that you know, you be comforted when you're grieving. Mm-hmm. And let's face it, a lot of people in the world are grieving. You know, mm-hmm. we're not seeing. We don't live day to day with drug addicts, mm-hmm. and drunks, and abusers. Mm-hmm. But maybe they do.
Yeah. You know?
Maybe they are seeing the evil. They're seeing so much going on. And maybe some of us, they're all doing it. And they can't sleep at night. Mm-hmm. Amen?
A lot of it is their own doing.
Yeah. And so, you know, hey, I need a little comfort. You know, mm-hmm. I need a little peace.
What about when we are grieving over our own sin or own... Then we shall be comforted.
Yeah, we need to be comforted, exactly. When it's at our own sin, we need comfort. What can we find comfort if we sin, if we mess up?
Well, I find it in His Word.
Yeah, it's the same place where everybody else finds comfort, right? Mm-hmm. Jesus died for that sin, you know? We don't have to be stuck in that sin. We can put it behind us and go on. Because that's what you do to get, you know, get away from sin, you do what? Mm-hmm. Turn around. I don't want to do that anymore. I want to follow you, Jesus. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yep.
So you were dead.
Yeah.
Right? Let's see, another one. Fulfillment. Fulfillment. Here's a good one. Be everything you were meant to be. Everything, you remember the Army came out with that. Be all you can be. Yeah. I love that. I love that. Be all that you can be. Well, that grabs people. You know it? Hey, yeah, I want to be all, I want to be everything I can be. I want to do this. And let's see, fulfilling. Which beatitude would that be? That would be, oh yeah. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness.
Oh, okay.
For they shall be filled. What is righteousness? Aren't we all hungering and thirsting after righteousness? We want things to be the way they ought to be in our lives. Mm-hmm. The way God meant them to be in our lives. Mm-hmm. So that we can be fulfilled. We can know our purpose and we can fulfill that purpose. We want His righteousness, His way of doing things.
Amen.
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 So, happy are those who want God's will more than even their own.
Mm-hmm.
For their desire will be fulfilled.
Wow, that's good.
Okay. For their desire will be fulfilled. Mm-hmm. Now, here's a good one. This will trip you up. It tripped me up for a long time. And I heard all kinds of sermons on what it meant. Control. I want control. Put me in control. Let's see. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Mm-hmm. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Here's another way to read that. This is the way I came up with this. Happy are those who restrain themselves from fighting evil with evil, for they will control the earth.
Mm-hmm.
What did Jesus tell his James and John when they wanted to call fire down in the Samaritan village? Mm-hmm. Would lay them in?
You don't know what spirit.
He didn't tell them, well, you can't do that. You don't have that kind of power. He didn't do that, did he? Mm-hmm. What did he say? He said, you don't know what spirit you're of. Don't fight evil with evil.
Mm-hmm.
Turn the other cheek. Your enemy comes against you, you do what? You love your enemy. You pray for him. You do good to him.
Mm-hmm.
You don't fight evil with evil. Got him good.
Fine, please.
Okay, all right. Thank you. Yeah, I'm going to be here. Okay, yeah, we'll just stop here. Okay, so.